Blog Talk Radio.
So I let your bitch hang out with me, right?
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping up without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga.
Tape Masters Inc. We've got the industry
in our trunk.
So I let your bitch hang out with me, right? You know word got around I was fucking this nigga, bitch. So the nigga called me. He like, you fucking my bitch? I'm like, I'm fucking her right now. Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floor. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whipping, working, smelling like they general.
So that bitch, take your shoes off, look, don't even ask. Got your bitch tiptoeing on Italian mob. They on that bad bitch. Too much walk around it. Shorty ass fat. You gotta walk around it. Big body got 10 of those. Car cribs, that's egg hoes. Nine piece, that's dinner rolls. Wild freaks, that's centerfold. 100 on my shine. You don't like it, fine. Got your bitch tiptoeing like Gregory Hines. Catching out with that Venus. 10 days you ain't seen him. Seen him. She asked for an IV and speed.
Girl, welcome to Wrestling It Back.
Your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floor. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whipping, working, smelling like a general.
Welcome to It Factor Radio, the show that brings you news, views, opinions, and all that good shit. On air, this is Wayne Benitez, Jared, a.k.a. Hype, bringing to you live. Motherfuckers, we live. Yeah. Yeah, just still watching Dominican taking on Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Classic. So that's what's up. Y'all winning, baby. So further ado, let's get my man Tommy up on here.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, what it do?
Not too much. World Baseball Club is going, that's doing pretty good. That's all the baseball world is talking about right now. Preseason is second, but the World Baseball Club is the number one priority right now. That's all you see on baseball on the baseball network and everything.
Before we started, it was interesting. We didn't talk about it last week about the knockouts. Most of the former knockouts turned down the invitational to do the TNA tape pay-per-view in Orlando. And ones like Awesome Kong, Angelina Love, and a few others just turned it down.
I'm not surprised. They just misused the women.
Right. And it's not that they left on bad terms and they wasn't paid well and they pushed them to the side, with this Hogan shit and all this, Bruce Prichard shit. I'm glad they turned it down, but when I seen this, the card that's going to be on the pay-per-view, the ones that showed up, right now I don't want to spoil it, but this probably be on pay-per-view maybe next year.
Or next year.
The Brain Trust and TNA. What the fuck? the first one is Alicia Flash, Cheerleader Melissa, taking on Gail Kim. You will see Lady Tampa and Velez.
Yes, she coming back.
Yeah, spoiler, she's aces of eights. And one of Tara taking on my homegirl, Mia Young. Miss Tessmacher is taking on Santana Garrett.
Miss Tessmacher has improved in her wrestling skills.
Oh, Santana Garrett is real good. She's trained. I think she was trained in the Zabisco School and trained by also Scott Hall. So, her first time in TNA. I want to face with you. ODB taking on the returning Trinity. Yeah, she had time to do it while doing her stunts in Hollywood, so that's a good return. Jacqueline, she taking on Taryn Terrell one-on-one. And you have one of the Blossom twins, Hannah Blossom, in a three-way over Sojo Boat and Tyler Hendricks. And also another interesting match, Velvet Sky taking on Jillian Hall.
Jillian Hall? Are you kidding me?
Exactly, yep.
Oh, that'd be a five-star match.
I want to say five-star with Velvet Sky. Far from it. maybe one and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey James taking on Sarita Deeb. She makes her first TNA pay-per-view appearance on tape. And also they have the Rumble for the Queen of Wrestling. Also, that's probably the main event showstopper. The term the Queen of Wrestling. And once again, Monday Night Raw ratings, they went down to a 3.1.
It was the lame duck edition of Monday Night Raw.
I know it's on Monday Night Raw. The crowd was a little bit quiet when Triple H took Paul Heyman and beat the crap out of him at a contract signing.
I thought
it'd be more louder than that.
I mean, but Triple H he's not a tough guy. Paul Levesque, come on. And then looked like while he was trying to strip Paul Heyman from his, looked like he was trying to rape him. I was seeing some scene from the Oz. I said, what the? He trying to rape Paul Heyman by trying to strip his shirt off?
Yeah, I saw that. He didn't have a T-shirt on either. He ripped that off. T-shirt underneath,
yeah.
And he ripped that off too.
Yeah, and I know they trying to get more buys for this stipulation of three stages of hell and then also his career on the line.
I would rather, my preference to the Triple H and Brock Lesnar match, a last man standing match.
No, this WrestleMania, no last man standing match for that shit.
No, you don't want that? No, okay.
No, laying down. And it's like this, Triple H, his ego, there's no way his ass going to lay down for Brock Lesnar for the second straight time. Triple H taking it.
Yeah, he probably right on that. But I just want to know how it's going to play, how the match is going to play out.
Right.
Because you already have blood, and already by accident, blood was already shed, when Brock Lesnar ran to the steel pole. So,
no, that wasn't meant to happen. That was on Brock for not protecting himself.
Yeah, it was an accident.
Yeah.
He didn't protect himself, So, I was also happy about Raw, Booker T going to the Hall of Fame. I'm like, wow, I never saw that coming.
Oh, that was a motherfucking shot.
That was cool, and I admit, though.
This nigga Booker getting in? What the fuck?
King Booker! His name was King Booker and everything? I got me, that was entertaining.
It wasn't even, is I'm high or this shit is happening? Wow.
I mean, he didn't have a good career, though. His career is nothing to sneeze at. I mean,
at least they acknowledge him from Global Wrestling Federation. He started out.
And he mentioned his brother, because him and his brother were good tag teams. They were one of the greatest tag teams ever. They won a tag team titles a lot of times. So
I'm
one of the greatest.
The greatest ever. Nah.
One of the greatest, though. Not the greatest. Road Warriors probably the greatest, but they up there, one of the greatest. They've been PWI tag team of the year.
With African American tag team, so the top being the top three.
Who did you say with the other two? African American tag teams. Then maybe Doom.
Yeah, Rocky Johnson,
and Rocky Johnson, Tony Atlas doing the '80s. But they didn't defend it. Atlas and Johnson didn't really defend the belt that much.
Right.
Doom, Ron Simmons, Bush Reed, they did, and of course Tony Heat did.
Right.
Well, one of the matches that stand out to me with Booker T, my favorite match with him, the best of five series of Chris Benoit for the TV title.
Yeah, that was some good shit right there.
Yes, that was a classic wrestling
the child killer. Yeah, he taking on the child killer in the best. I thought that was the best of seven.
Come on, best of seven. Well, it was a good match all around. A good series.
Great American Bash.
Yep. The final kind of match was here in Baltimore, Great American Bash. I was there. I was there also.
Yeah.
Well, what other memories do you have of Booker T? You don't mind me asking.
I guess they didn't want to show him on the screen probably because of the Hall of Fame inducted as a surprise, yeah.
I mean, I got to admit, though, his commentating skills, I like his commentating skills. You know, they were pretty good. But I like him more as a general manager. I like his new role now.
Yeah. Yeah, something to pay the bills, you know. A gig, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, yeah, it's true, y'all. Dixie Carter is a true bimbo, a dumb bimbo behind the scenes of TNA. Even if they move out of the Impact Zone, right in Chicago, the bitch was in the front row and was gonna tell him to cut, you know, giving orders to the ring announcer, Chrissy Hemming and Jeremy Borash on what to do, and Chrissy Hemming had to end up saying that, oh, I'm from Maxima, and I'm the first WWE Diva contestant to win. They don't give a fuck. And first of all, they're going to tell them in Chicago who to boo and who to cheer. They're not cast members, Dixie. Shit, they pay all their hard-earned money and shit. Shit, they'll boo and cheer when they feel like it, when the time is right. Don't force it on it, motherfucker. Shit.
Nah.
You wanna boo? You boo, Dixie. You boo. You cheer.
Man. You never tell a wrestling fan when to boo. Never tell a wrestling fan who to cheer for and who to boo. Never do
mark.
That.
She's a fucking mark.
She'll probably come around one day.
Oh, the bitch got a lot to learn. She don't want to grow TNA.
You know, part of it, I think she's getting bad advice, too. That's part of it. Somebody's not telling her the right things and all that. But on Aces and Eights, oh, man, I'm telling you right now, when Bully Ray spoke on Thursday, oh, man, he killed it. That was great.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, that was when it eventually happened for him to turn heel at lockdown. That was planned all along that he was using Hogan and Brooke. But I think Hogan is still the creepiest dad in the United States for a celebrity dad. His perverted ass. What's next? He asked this, he fucked Brooke Hogan, brother. Oh, that's my job, because of Brooke.
His family relationship is a little bit different. I won't touch that, but I tell you this much: I'm not really a true Hulk Hogan fan. I can't say I've been a Hulk Hogan fan all my life. I'm just like, I mean, he did some things for wrestling, you know. He did for wrestling, but I could never actually sit there and cheer for him.
I was a fan growing up, so. But now, when I realized what he did to that former, I think he was in the U.S. Marines or Army, Nick Hogan's friend that's now investable.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually was saying that, God, you deserve it and all of this, and using God's name, Hogan. And I'm telling Nick that he's a dick.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead.
Terry Bollea, I said it.
I love it. I love when the Alternate World did that that shoot video, that 45, 46 minute shoot video on YouTube.
And Hogan begged down like a big pussy to Scott Steiner on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, he know that in a shoot fight, Scott Steiner will fuck him up. And I noticed that I think Hogan must have a lot of play. I think he'd be masturbating to Brooke Hogan and Bully Ray segment.
Well, I mean, I tell you, that's new life right there. I am looking forward to seeing TNA now because the Ace was like getting a little bit stale, but Bully Ray turning heel and putting life into it now.
Oh, yeah, that's a good program, Impact. But will it able to draw is up to Dixie Carter if she can make dumb decisions. Her ass needs to stay in the office. Don't get involved with the television production or anything.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks she actually know the wrestling biz. She don't know Jack. Shit. She's not Stephanie McMahon that worked her way from the bottom and the top of it by being a ring girl that growing up started.
Mm-hmm. Even Shane, correct me wrong, even Shane McMahon worked as well. Didn't Shane used to be a referee at first? Shane McMahon, her brother?
Yeah, I remember that. 92. I think
The McMahon family breeds wrestling. I mean, it's a part of them, like three or four generations, you know, they're part of them. They breathe it. They live it. Dixie still got a lot to learn.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, the bitch got a lot to learn.
But what do you think about who else is going to show up in Ace and Eight? You think more people going to show up?
Oh, yeah. No, they just need to chill out. Don't overexpose. Don't bring in 15 or 20 motherfuckers. Stop trying to Bischoff is trying to recreate the NWO. It's not 97 anymore.
Nope.
It's 2013. But they...
Oh, you...
Go ahead.
Did you hear what Bully Ray said about the NWO Thursday night?
Oh, yeah. I didn't pay that much mind. Yeah. Yeah, they... First of all, NWO was big names.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bunch of mid-carders. Come on, Nash, Hogan, Hall. Main eventer, Savage.
Yeah.
Main eventer.
Ace and Eight, you don't have that too many main eventers that, you know, in Ace and Eight.
Well, Bully Ray, just becoming a world champion, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, rest on cast-offs, and Bischoff's son, he had no business being in the group or on the TV. He's trying to portray himself as a Shane McMahon. He's not no Shane McMahon.
No. Shane McMahon had some good matches.
Yeah.
I don't think Bischoff had any. He didn't have any really matches that stand out, to be honest. Has he ever had a full match, really? Yeah, I think that he has a few on good matches, but not many. You know, Shima Man's match against Tess, Shima Man's match against Kane, Kurt Angle.
Steve Blackman and Kurt Angle right there.
Yeah, there you go. Kurt Angle got King of the Ring in, what, 2001 or 2000?
2001, yeah.
I mean, Shane McMahon created some holy beat moments, you know.
Right. Yeah, he was trained, you know, also by Tom Pritchard. Yeah. Dr. Tom Pritchard was trained at Shane McMahon for years. But I really wanted him to take over the helm when Vince retired. That didn't happen.
Nah. What's Shane doing right now? He's doing like some sports agency? Sports?
Yeah, he's still there. Yeah. I just, you know, I would say never say never, though.
Yeah.
I think maybe Shane McMahon wanted a different approach to it, like his grandfather and the seniors. I think he would, because he was actually a big fan of ECW. Not Vince.
The original ECW.
Yeah, original one, yeah. And he know what was out there on the mark, on the indie scene and also Ring of Honor and everything. But Vince, you know, he thought Stephanie was over more achieving than him, and you know, Paul Levesque. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
but one thing Paul Levesque don't like is Hogan. He never was a fan of Hogan.
Oh, I like Paul now. I like Paul even more now. I mean, I always have respect for him.
That's one reason that he voted him not to come back to the company. Vince wanted him back, but you know, Stephanie and Paul had said nope. You know, Triple H was more of a old school. He studied from Harley Race, Killer Kowalski.
Mm-hmm.
His training up, and he has more respect for Bruno. And hopefully this WrestleMania don't disappoint.
Well, I'm going to that.
Even though just about every match is a rematch, most of the main events are stuff for the lower card.
Yeah. As of right now, the three matches I want to see the most: Triple H and Brock, because you know Triple H is probably going to win. CM Punk and Taker.
Yeah.
And the return match of Rock and Cena.
Yeah.
Those are the three matches I want to see the most.
Yeah.
The Shield match, it looks interesting. The Del Rio Swagger match looks interesting, but they're not one of my top three.
Oh. Yep, it seems like we're out of time again.
Oh, shoot.
I'll be damned.
That sucks.
Yeah. On Wrestling Net Factor, this is Hype and Tommy Two Chips.
Hey.
So long, everyone.
So long.
Inc. The strongest team in the streets.
Johnny on the track. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was tryna get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about